Birshus Chagai Anhoa, Chashav guests, Talmidim, friends. It's taka a covet for the yeshiva that so many Talmidei HaYeshiva have taken from their busy schedule, both from here locally and from out of town, to come and spend the day before Nizman Kabbalah Satayra and Yeshiva. The last, as part of my achrayas in yeshiva, I get to travel a lot. The last two Sundays, I was in two different cities where Kenai Nahara, our Talmidim, Talmidei HaYeshiva, have made such an enormous impact on the Limud HaTorah. I was last Sunday in Atlanta, and this yesterday in St. Louis, both towns where the Olam HaTorah, in a very large way, and the chashivas HaTorah, the limud HaTorah, the expansion of Bnei Torah and of limud HaTorah in those mekaymes are a direct result of your chaverim, our talmidim, and the ashpa, the yeshiva, is really inspiring to see that impact in a very real way. And the truth is, you don't have to go very far. Look around the room here. That in itself is a eidos, if you will, to the impact of the Roshei HaYeshiva, Zecheinu Levracha, and Bala Chaim Tavim, the current Hanhala, the impact that we seek to have in our Talmidim, the Chashiva Satayr, regardless of where we go. And it's just, perhaps it's more boilet when you go to out-of-town communities and you see in small towns where you, perhaps it's easier to see and feel the impact of the Arbit and the Aveda. And it's literally across the spectrum from Bnei Torah and Bali Tshuva and Mishpachas that have lives have been totally changed. And the Maestas HaTorah in these cities, the Maestas HaTorah, Maestas HaChesed, not exclusively but in a large way impacted in a daily, day in and day out, by the efforts of the yeshiva, the current efforts of the yeshiva, the past efforts of the yeshiva, and it's just inspiring to see that avoda. I once heard a vort, famous kasha on the first Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar. Rashi talks about mitaychi basam, the Ibn Shem's mina klal Yisrael, and Rashi brings that the Ibn Shem was mina klal Yisrael, be it yosam, in Mitzrayim, after the Chet HaEgel, and when the Ribbono Shel Olam was Masher Shchinasa Elov, that there's Hukam HaMishkan and Shchedesh Nisa and Shchedesh Ir, he was minded them again. So the kasha is that Moshe Lama Davadayim, if someone acquires an asset or assets, it's a time for someone to count something. It makes sense to count it. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam created Klal Yisrael with Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a pastuch that we should be mina klal Yisrael. And chas v'shalom, if someone has an asset, a loss, if someone has a fire or a flood, so one goes with his insurance adjuster or broker and you count the loss of the asset. So after the Chet HaEgel, the Ribbono Shel Olam again, mitay chibot, it's an expression of chibosam to ensure that the continuity of klal Yisrael is still intact. But what does the Ribbono Shel Olam being mashur shchinasa love? Why is that a zman why is that a zman that's appropriate for minui of Klal Yisrael? And there are many tirutzim given to this kasha. I heard once the pshat is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is metzavet Klal Yisrael vasli migdash v'shachanti b'saychem. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us an oifen of creating a matzav of kurva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Klal Yisrael accomplishes those oifanim of kurva la'makayim, the expression, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam expresses his chiba for creating a matzav of where the Shechina could be shayra b'saicham is through being mina klal Yisrael. It's again an expression of chiba because we create a matzav of where the hashras Shechina could be shayra. Certainly, b'zman hazeh, the makayim of hashras Shechina is in our mekaymei satayra. In this makam tayra, the Baruch Hashem, all of us are zeichet, and continue to be zeichet, to be yainik from our chashav rabbeim, and from the Torah that comes out of our chashav and makam Torah. And it's through our Talmidim that wherever they are, b'kol makaymai sheheim, are creating makaymais of Asuras HaShchina, both in the maestas in their towns, in the shuls, in the batei medrash of Limud HaTorah, and even in their homes that are being built on the shayrashim of Limud HaTorah and Avedas Hashem and Kurva Lamakim. And that is a zman where the Ribbono Shel wants to express his chiba to Klal Yisrael, through counting Klal Yisrael. So when you look around this room, we're not counting, but it's again a zman where we get together leman haTorah, for limud haTorah, for being mechazek Torah, to mechazek ourselves in Torah. It's a zman that Mitzvah Hashem is ma'ira by the Ribbono Shel Olam, an expression of chiba to Klal Yisrael, to us, and that it should be a zman for all of us as we go to the zman of Kabbalah haTorah, that we should feel that Hashras HaShchina closer, and we should be zeichetaket to that Hashras HaShchina in a real way. Just a little bit of background, Baruch Hashem, as the yeshiva continues to grow, in the Kenai Nahara, we are the yeshiva and all Chalakim, the yeshiva is strong and stark, and you walk into the Batei Medrash, it's just the Kol Torah permeates the campus. We have just embarked on a fairly significant capital project. We are building finally a gym for our Talmidim, and as I told the Bachram, the tachas of the gym is not for exercise. The tachas of the gym is so they should learn better. That the Anhala has felt for a number of years the Bachram need a healthy outlet for Bein Asdarim. So it's mechazik weiter their limud haTorah and weiter their steiging and growing in Torah. That project has started taking place. It's been a long process, and we are also looking forward to continuing and redoing some of the dormitories. I'm sure many of you have good memories of what the cat's dormitory looks like, and we're hoping that in a year from now or so you will not recognize it. That's the please go take a quick look before you leave. Maybe you can find some memorabilia that you want to haul out of there. But the truth is, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva, the chizik ha-yeshiva in a material way comes from your talmidim, and we don't take it for granted, and we very, very much appreciate the partnership that our talmidim feel, the achrayas our talmidim feel, to keep helping the yeshiva in meet its financial responsibilities and continue this wonderful and very special and unique Mokum Torah that it is. It still remains one of the most unique Mekaymas HaTorah in Chutz La'aretz, something that we're very proud of and take the achrayas to keep in a very, very serious way. And mevarich all of you, we should have a taka zman of Rekabbalas HaTorah, and it should be a zman that hopefully we'll see the Geula Shleima, Merve, Amen, Amen. Thank you.